Women in the menopause transition are losing 2 to 3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GETKION.com/lovely, for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.
I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. I'm taking the taboos of menopause and perimenopause and bringing light to the dark. No bullshit, no shame. It's time for us to gain a new paradigm in female health, out with the old and in with the new, and I'm bringing fresh perspectives from someone in the arena. I've been practicing women's health for nearly 20 years, and I'm spilling the tea on what it means to live at midlife, knowing that the best is yet to come. I'm sharing my Gen X approach to living through this transition. Sassy, a bit sweary, and always honest. Tactical tips and instantly usable information is my aim. I hope to make you laugh and that you learn something new that helps you embrace the change. Together, we bring power to the peri. Onward to the podcast.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2 to 3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, G-E-T, KION.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Kion Aminos. Thanks, Kion.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it every day in the morning to break my fast. It makes me feel like I'm doing something good for my body, that I'm covering my nutritional bases. This simple daily habit allows me to cover those nutritional bases no matter what the day brings. Oh my gosh, because we never know what the day's going to bring. AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health, replacing your multivitamin, probiotic, and more in one simple drinkable habit. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/FionaLovely. That's drinkag1.com/FionaLovely. You can find the link in the show notes. Check it out. Hi there, Dr. Fiona Lovely here, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. And hey, it's the end of the year. 2023 has been one, I don't want to say for the books, because I really, there's lots I just would rather forget about. Anybody else? Can you relate? Raise your hand. I understand that energetically, astrologically, etc., 2024 is to be a much better year for us numerologically as well. I personally am looking forward to that. Anyways, I thought it was about time I gave you a little Fiona's Favorite Things episode. I mean, if it works for Oprah, why not for me? So, I do get asked questions about what books am I reading and what podcasts do I like to listen to and also products. So, this is not an exhaustive list, but maybe something for you to look at if you're looking for some new content to consume other than the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, of course. And I'm really excited to tell you I've got some awesome interviews lined up for 2024. I'm booking right into June at this point. So I've got some great people that I'm going to be talking to soon. And there's more cool interviews and episodes to come. So thank you, as always, to my devoted and loyal listeners. I feel the same about you. I want to make sure I'm bringing you content that is useful and helpful for whoever needs it. So here we go. I'd like to start with my favorite podcasts of 2023. And I do listen to episodes. Someone was asking me recently about the process of starting a podcast, and I did it so long ago that so much has changed. The technology certainly has changed. But I think I was on several episodes in, maybe my 10th episode, before I was like, God, I wonder what other people are talking about in their podcast. I'd never even listened to one. So that's probably a good way to do creative things, right? Is to just kind of go ahead, don't worry about what other people are doing, and just go ahead and make it your own, I guess. Okay, so my favorite podcast of 2023 is the Huberman Lab podcast with Dr. Andrew Huberman, who is a neurobiology a professor at Stanford. And this podcast is just full of juicy, science-y tidbits that are just so great. And his content is amazing, and the people he interviews are fantastic. And yes, I would love to have him on the podcast. So if anybody has a connection to Andrew Huberman, let me know, please. He probably gets so many requests, but I'd love to interview him on the experience. Certainly he's really changed the way we think about chronobiology or how we have these cycles and light cycles in particular in our bodies, in our brains, that actually sort of dictate our bodies and what happens there. So he talks about this a lot, and I've learned a lot from the episode. So please go ahead and listen. And actually, the most recent episode, as of the last week of December of 2023, which is the second episode he did with Rick Rubin, is probably my favorite episode of all podcasts of this entire year. So it's great. Please have a listen. I love the You Are Not Broken podcast with Dr. Kelly Casperson. She is a urologist, and she is really changing the way we think about sexual education, women's sexual health. I've learned a lot about the genitourinary syndrome of menopause from her. She has a book called The You Are Not Broken. It's just excellent all the way around. So if you want to hear the enthusiasm and the fire of those women like myself that have been in the medical world, working with women, trying to break through sort of all this gaslighting and avoidance of helping women in a really powerful way, if you want to feel the fire of that, Kelly is really good at that. So please listen to her podcast. It's called You Are Not Broken. I also enjoy a podcast by Emily Fletcher called Why Isn't Everyone Doing This? She's got a really sort of cool kind of spiritual way of looking at things, and she's got some really excellent guests. Please have a listen to her podcast. I love The Drive by Peter Attia. Really dense scientific material, but according to Spotify, that's my number one listened to podcast of the year, although I would have told you it was Huberman. But anyways, The Doctor's Pharmacy by Dr. Mark Hyman, who of course is the godfather, if you will, of functional medicine, is excellent. Great guests. And finally, the Kathy Heller podcast, not a health podcast at all, more of a spiritual one. She has wonderful guests on there. And sometimes it's just great to get that sort of feel good, listen to great people, listen to kindness, spiritual health kind of affair. And I'm not talking about, you know, religion. I'm talking about the human spirit. I love it. Okay, I have a really robust section on my favorite books of the year that I'm going to share with you. And this, again, is not exhaustive, but probably the ones that I would highlight for you. But before I do that, a couple of products. So first of all, you guys know I love my Oura ring. It is a biometrics gauge, if you will. It's a ring that I wear that measures my sleep. And it's been really helpful. That has been the number one symptom for me in perimenopause, has been the interruption in my sleep pattern. It's probably been going on 10 years at this point, although for a lot of those early years, I was super duper in denial about it. I mean, the things we learn as we get older and wiser, I suppose. But I do love my Oura ring, and they will be coming on as a sponsor of the podcast in 2024. So stay tuned for that, because we will presumably, hopefully, have a discount code for you if you want to measure your sleep. And what's really helpful about seeing those measurements is you can tweak your routine based on what you see showing up in the measurements. So for me, one of the worst things for my sleep is eating after about 6 p.m. Now, yes, that makes me the blue plate special lady that's having her dinner really early. Now, it's fine. A lot of those days I'm fasting. So if you listen to the podcast, you know I usually eat my last meal sort of around 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And that's fine. But, you know, this week, Christmas week, there's been a lot of late meals, a lot of heavy food, a lot of things I don't normally eat. So let's just say my sleep has been super disrupted. And I can see where, you know, sometimes it's my temperature is elevated and sometimes it's my HRV that's low. So again, these are all levers of health that you can pull that can improve the quality of your life experience. Okay, a couple of things for vaginal dryness and or sexual health. So number one, Uber Lube. That's U-B-E-R. Lube is a good silicone-based lube that I quite like. I will include the links to the things I have links for in the show notes so you can take a look yourself. I also like a hyaluronic acid cream and or suppository, which is something that you can insert or use topically on the vaginal tissues for dryness. And I've found the hyaluronic acid be very, very soothing. So if this is a symptom that you have, definitely something to look into. It is non-hormonal, but I will say this, the best thing for vaginal dryness in my experience has been the estrogen cream. If you have not asked your doctor for this and you do have the experience of vaginal dryness, please start there. So good. It's so good. And that's certainly true of women who are experience UTIs really easily or bladder infections. We know now there's research that shows that the treatment of that is, if it's an acute infection, then obviously antibiotics, but prevention over time is estrogen cream. Isn't that great? I know. I want to thank Dr. Kelly Casperson for first telling me about that in her awesome podcast, You Are Not Broken. Okay, links for that, by the way, will be in the show notes. In Canada, it's called Repagine, and in the U.S., it's called Gynotroph, and I will include those links for those. So the next thing I want to say is I love me a Nordic spa, and that is a spa where you cycle through different warm and cold environments. And yes, this is part of where this cold plunge business came from, and I would just like to put it out there that that is not my favorite. In fact, it's my least favorite, and I kind of have to screw up my courage to get in there, and sometimes I don't even. So I don't think you're going to hear me say, although the minute I say that, I think, oh God, Fiona, don't say things like that. Because you know that means that something's going to come along and prove me wrong, but I'm not a huge fan of cold plunge. I totally understand the health benefits of it, and I think they're great. My husband loves it. He could do it all day long. It's super awesome. When I've done it well, properly, it's actually been a good experience, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Anybody else cold avoidant? Super duper cold avoidant right here. Okay, something else I love this year that's new to me is a temperature controlled mattress cover. And so the one I have is a chili pad, which you can find at sleep.me. And it's basically a mattress cover that has like a tube running through it where you can temperature control the water running through the tube via remote control. So one of the best things to get sleep regulated is to have a drop off of temperature to signal to your body that it's time to go to sleep. This is why we turn down our furnace, for those of us that live in the Northern Hemisphere, turn down our furnace, or anywhere cold, I should say, just to be correct there, that experiences cold weather. We turn down our furnace before bed. I know there's somebody out here going, what's a furnace? At which point I'm going to go, hey, email me, and maybe we can exchange houses for a couple of months, and you can come and experience winter. Here in Western Canada. Anyways, it's beautiful. Actually, we're having a very mild winter this year. Okay, so back to the temperature regulated mattress. So I warm it up to get into bed, and then as I'm in bed reading, I turn it down and it cools way off. Now in the summertime, it's been really nice because I can cool it right down. And so it's like having air conditioning on your mattress, basically. It's amazing. I'm a huge fan. Sleep.me is the chili pad, which is what I have, the chili pad cube. 8Sleep is also very popular, and they sponsor a lot of podcasts. So you may have heard of them before. EIGHTSLEEP.com. Love this particular tool. It's made a huge difference to my sleep quality, and all of that I can measure with my Oura Ring, which is pretty cool. Okay, just completely utilitarian. I love the Native Union 10-foot charge cable for my devices. It's the bomb. I can be all over my office and have the device in my hand and it still be charging. Like, love it. Love it, love it, love it, times 1,000. Okay, so the last thing I want to say in terms of product is AG1, formerly known as Athletic Greens. Yes, they sponsored this podcast, but I absolutely love this product. I take it every day. I find it makes a huge difference in my overall energy, etc. And I look at it kind of like nutritional insurance. So on the weeks like Christmas week, where you're not only eating a huge meal a few nights of that week, but then you've got a whole bunch of really rich leftovers, I know that at least I'm getting some nutritional insurance on the days where I may not be eating as balanced a meal as I would like to. So AG1, got to have a shout out. Link in the show notes to AG1. Okay, so let's pop over to favorite books of the year, because this is probably my favorite of the categories of Fiona's favorite things. I'm a huge reader. I have been my whole life. you know, books have made a huge difference for me. So they're like friends. I know it sounds so funny. I have a hard time getting rid of them. So it's probably good that a lot of them have gone to electronic reader. Okay. So number one favorite book of the year, Outlive by Peter Attia. Now, this was on the New York Times bestseller list for a lot of this year. I don't know. It might still be there. I haven't looked at it in a while. But it's basically a book that is going to give you sort of the mechanisms of what happens to us sort of at midlife that causes the disease processes that essentially take our lives. And so it is really very much a book on and about aging, meaning how do you avoid the process? And that's what's really cool about our generation is that we figured it out. Not only are we the ones that are shouting from the rooftop saying, well, I'm perimenopausal and I'm uncomfortable, damn it, someone needs to fix me, which previous generations have either been blocked from doing that or have not been able to do that, but we're finally breaking through, finally. But we're also breaking through in the realm of aging medicine or regenerative medicine. This is something that functional medicine does really, really well. And there's nothing quite like the book Outlive by Dr. Peter Attia. It's going to cover everything you need to know about what could go wrong and how you prevent it. And the good news is, chances are, if you're listening to this podcast and you pay attention to your health, you're probably already doing a lot of the things, which is just awesome. Okay, another book I love is Self Sorcery by Lisa Lister. Now, this is a juicy, like ultra feminine read that just feels very luxurious. It's a way to get in tune and in touch with our bodies. Love it, love it. Her books are great, actually. She's got a few. The Myth of Normal by Gabor Mate. Now, I can feel you, as soon as I say that, I know there's a lot of you that have already read this book and have a better understanding of yourself and of other human beings because of the work of Dr. Gabor Mate. A wonderful, wonderful book that will help you understand the potential and of trauma in your life, meaning what it has caused and how you can correct it. It's a great book. So some of these books, by the way, may not have actually been published in 2023, but it may just be that I read them in 2023. And this next book counts as that. I talk about this book a lot on the podcast. I speak about it a lot when I'm doing interviews with other practitioners and experts on the podcast. It's the Estrogen Matters book by Drs. Blooming and Tavris. This book has been so, so important to the revolution that's happening right now in women's medicine. And, you know, just the premise of the book is really important. It is Dr. Blooming is an oncologist. His wife was experiencing breast cancer and was going through treatment for breast cancer and was having terrible menopausal symptoms. And he was wanting to give her comfort, but he'd only ever been told that it was dangerous to take HRT when you've had breast cancer. And so he said, well, like, I can figure this out. Like, this is my purview. This is in my purview. I can figure it out. So he went about looking at the research and looking at it in a way through the lens of, is this really a hard no, or are there things that we can give someone who has experienced breast cancer to relieve their symptoms of perimenopause? And the truth is, there is. There's lots. It's not scary. Okay, we've been sold something that's incorrect. So if you have breast cancer, if you've had it, if you have a history of breast cancer in your family, it does not mean you can't have hormones. Dr. Blooming and Dr. Tavris break it down in this fabulous book. Yes, it's loaded with research, but I don't think it's unreachable for people. Like, you know, sometimes I read books and I'm like, okay, well, the average guy has zero chance of figuring this out, right? I mean, the person that doesn't read research all the time is maybe how I should say that. It's like if someone was to tell me how to fix my car, I'd be like, bro, I'm out. How about I just give you the keys? You fix it, and then I'll come tell me when to come back and pick it up, and I'll pay for your time and expertise. So, I mean, we all have our thing, right? So, Estrogen Matters by Doctors Avram Blooming and Carol Tavris. So, so critical a book to women's health, especially in this current revolution. Okay, Fast Like a Girl by Dr. Mindy Pelz. It actually came out in December of 22, but I didn't read it until quite recently, and actually I'm not all the way through it yet, but it's really important to understand that intermittent fasting is a really powerful tool for health. It is absolutely one of those levers. For me, other than sleep, it's probably number two after sleep. Improve the quality of my sleep, my life improves. Improve the timing around my food, my life improves. But a lot of the research, far and away the majority of the research that's been done for decades on the health benefits of intermittent fasting have been done on men with male bodies. So we are not just little men. And the way we have to fast is different. And there's not a lot of research, but there's more coming all the time. Now, I recorded a whole entire podcast episode on the subject of how to fast like a girl, though I didn't call it that. But thank you for that awesome title, Dr. Pelz. So Dr. Pelz has a new book coming out in, I think it's coming out this coming year. And it's going to be on the neurotransmitters involved in the perimenopausal and menopausal transition. So be watching for that. Her content is always very, very good. But anyways, this book does tell you how to cycle your fasts, how to change your fasting based on your menstrual cycle if you're still having a period, and if you're not, how to use the moon cycle to alter your fasting if you choose. So it sounds super woo-woo. It's not. It's very science-based. And what's cool is, you know, we can talk about the moon being woo-woo, but the truth is the moon rules water on planet Earth, and we are made primarily of water. So of course we're affected by the moon. And not only that, but women have an inherent menstrual cycle that either we're still experiencing or we're beyond experiencing it in menopause, that is also dictated by the moon. So it's a cool thing to look at. I also really like Kate Northrup's work on cycling your energy levels, what projects to do. She has she's got a Do Less planner. She's got a really robust social media channel. This is Kate Northrup, and yes, this is Christian Northrup's daughter, Dr. Northrup, who wrote Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, among other books. That's her daughter. Anyways, great social media. She has a podcast called Plenty, which was on the honorable mention list this year for me. She talks a lot about cycling your activities based on either your menstrual cycle or the moon. So please pay attention. I think we're going to hear more and more about that. Okay, back to books. A Really Good Day by Ayelet Waldman. Now, if you've not heard of this book, it is a book about microdosing psychedelics to improve mental health. Hey, I realize it's kind of out there, but man, it was a fascinating read. I read it really quickly, and I'm usually a savorer. You know, if books are really good, I just kind of want to savor them. But no, this one I wanted to absorb and assimilate the information as quickly as possible. There's a lot of talk about psychedelics and health and women's health. I do have a couple of experts coming on the podcast in the next month or two that will be talking to me about psilocybin in particular, magic mushrooms for women's health. So more on that soon. But this book by Ayelet Waldman called A Really Good Day will start to open your mind. And because there's some shifts that have to happen when we're talking about psychedelics as medicine. So great read. Okay, Polyvagal Practices by Deb Dana is a little how-to book on calming the nervous system. Nervous system, of course, being one of my areas of expertise, but what I love about this book is it's just the practical stuff. It's great. It's an awesome book. And if you've heard of the polyvagal theory, which was a theory that was created by Dr. Stephen Porges, I believe it was in the 80s. It may have even been late 70s. And his books are very dense and kind of difficult to read, very sciencey. He's definitely a guy who's been writing proposals for science for a long time. So Deb Dana is one of his star students. She's a social worker, and she writes excellent books using his information. So the book is called Polyvagal Practices by Deb Dana. And finally, something not so healthcare related, but health related, is The Creative Way by Rick Rubin. Now this book, so if you don't know, Rick Rubin is a music producer, and he's produced some of the most important albums of our time, if you're Generation X. Everything from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to, oh my gosh, so many, Metallica, he's done a Johnny Cash album, like just so many, the Beastie Boys, Licensed to Ill, come on, I was grade 8 when that album came out, it was like, whoa, what is this, I'd never heard anything like that, still one of my favorite albums, and I know the lyrics all these years later to most of those songs, so anyways, Rick Rubin is like, he's like a Jedi, he's like Yoda. He has these really cool spiritual practices and beliefs, and I love this book because it talks about the creative practice and the creative process and what he has seen, what he's used himself, and what he has seen in all the celebrities and musicians that he has produced over several decades. So it's a great book, such an interesting read. And if you're not sure if that book's for you, then I would recommend you listen to the Huberman Lab podcast with Rick Rubin from this week, which is the last week of December of 2023. You'll get a little sampling of what he's like. Okay, so much stuff packed into this episode. I'm kind of hoping that this landed. Like, I don't know about you, but I love it when I see like my favorite people that I like to follow, whether it's Oprah or Barack Obama or, there's so many that put out their favorite books of the year list. I love those lists. I just devour them. And I don't know why I didn't think to do this one before now. So hopefully somebody out there has listened to this episode and thought, hey, that's really cool. I want to hear about that more. And hopefully that gives you some cool new reading or listening for the new year. And you know, it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure to compile the list, as I've said. So I have included as many links as I could in the show notes where you can go and find out more information about these products and podcasts and books. And as always, I am so grateful for the time that I get to spend with you. Thank you. I know you choose what you do with your time, and I'm just thrilled that you allowed me into your ear for a few minutes. So if you want to reach out to me to ask for a podcast episode, please do. I'm always looking for the topics that you guys want to hear about. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Dr. Fiona Lovely and on Facebook at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. Until then, happy, happy new year. Be safe, set some intentions, and please, let's dig a little deeper then. I want to lose 20 pounds in January. Don't we all? Let's pull some kindness back into it. And remember, self-love first. Always take care of yourself before you take care of others. And thank you for the time. Until next time, I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GetKeon.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.